Izvolite.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, my dear South Europeans, my friends, one of the most known political speeches of the world, done by Martin Luther King, didn't start with the sentence, "I have a nightmare," but with the sentence, "I have a dream." And that's something what I want to share with you through a few minutes of my address to all of you distinguished fellow South Europeans. We know nightmares of the people who we work for. They feel uncertain. Vast majority of the people who we work for, they are not certain about their future. And where there is uncertainty in societies, there is a food for fears. And where fears are fed, there will always be people to manage the fears, and there will be bad results for societies. That's what is inevitable in societies with uncertainty about the future and with a lot of fears shared among people. People who we work for, they are not happy. They are unhappy with the system they live in. They don't trust political parties. They don't trust institutions. They see very often the huge gap between justice they are seeking for and rule of law that is not there, that is quite often more mocking rule of law, rights and freedoms that were promised to people than really implementing rule of law. And most of the people we work for in the region are not willing, they are unwilling to be masters of their own future. They are waiting for some Europeans from north or west to come and tell us how we should master our future. And that people from Europe, they are part of our dreams. I had my dream about European Union ever since I've joined politics in Serbia. I still have that dream, but I'm not sure that Europe has the dream still. I think Europe is hesitating with the beauty of the idea that was the idea that Europe was built on. European idea is not about bureaucracy. It's not about harmonizing fiscal policies and one monetary policy. It's not about even common market. European idea is about cooperation and peace and mastering your future in agreements, in consensus, in something what should be common denominator for the people all Europeans are working for, to see their future with certainty, not with uncertainty. And that is something what I think this region, we sitting around this table, we can achieve. We can pay back to Europe all good services that were shared at the beginning of the 90s, when Europe started to change herself and the world started to change. We were offered freedoms, rights, rule of law, common market, membership of European Union. And now where there is a hesitation in European Union about that, there is a possibility, a potential for us sitting around this table to say, okay, Europe is a kind of forgotten the beauty of the European idea, but we still see the beauty of that idea. We can do it. We can have an agreement as a region with some countries being members of the European Union, some of us not, to prove that European idea is alive. And that's what the part of the Southeast Europe where I come from, Serbia, is ready to be a very trusted partner on. We want to prove that we are trusted to work on the future of the region as a whole in the time of uncertainty for the Europe as a whole, hoping that the times of crisis will finally pass away and we will go back to where the Europe used to stand in enlargement and in supporting rule of law, freedom of media, freedom, human rights, etc. Serbia is devoted to European integration process. Our government, our president, and the society as a whole wanted to conduct European reforms to the very end. We are devoted to implement all the issues that are negotiated and agreed in agreements in Brussels agreement between Belgrade and Pristina. We are devoted to regional cooperation very close, and we are, the government and the president and Serbia as a whole, devoted to resolving migrant crisis from the point of view of human rights, because that's how crisis with migrants should be seen, from the point of the human rights, nothing else. And I have no doubt that the beauty of this region in geography can transform in the beauty of political ideas that we can share and offer to Europe to revisit what once upon a time was the beginning and the start of the, from my point of view, one of the most successful ideas of the humankind, that's European Union. Let's sit around the table, be frank, be trusting, and master our future. There is no one else to do that better than we, but that will still live here with a generation yet to come. Thank you.